You can sit in a comfortable position. You can adjust your posture so that you are feeling comfortable. See whether you are maintaining a balanced posture, a kind of a symmetrical posture, and again your clothes are not too tight, they are relaxed, and overall you can pay attention to the whole body. Now you can gently close your eyes. So we can listen to various sounds available. So what are the sounds currently we can hear? So time to time you can hear my voice, and depending on your situation, probably there could be sounds of vehicles, sounds of other people, sometimes sounds of animals, sounds of a fan, a refrigerator. So various things may be possible. So we can simply be aware of them. You are not having any kind of a preference, and we simply notice them, how they come and go. They are merely sounds, and we are maintaining kind of a open awareness, kind of spreaded attention. Different sounds appear and then disappear. Now we can take a deep breath, hold it for a while, and then gently release. We are trying to come back to our body. So our attention was somewhat spreaded, pervaded, but now we are fairly keeping it limited to the body. See whether you can recognize these sensations. Our eyes are closed and there could be a little sensation there at your eyes. Lips are gently touching. There may be a soft sensation there. And we are maintaining a very relaxed posture. As a result of that, there can't be any wrinkles in your forehead, any wrinkles in your eyebrows. Overall, your face has to represent a very relaxed attitude or really very relaxed mood. You can have a slight smile. We are going to open ourselves to the present moment and enjoy each and every moment. Again, you can take a deep breath, hold it for a while, and then gently release. As we are further moving down, probably we can feel that our shoulders are relaxed. They are in a restful position. Arms may be resting on our lap. There can't be any tension in our arms. Again, you can take a deep breath, hold it for a while, and then gently release. As we further move down, probably you can recognize how clothes are touching the body. Here and there, little bit of touching sensation, maybe little tightness, little irritation, so various things. Here and there, clothes touching the body. As we further move down, we can recognize how rising and falling happens. As we breathing in, rising happens. As we breathe out, falling happens. We can allow that to happen naturally. We are not trying to intervene. Simply observing, witnessing. in a very relaxed manner. You are not going to control anything. Rather, we now accept everything. Whatever the way, we are ready to accept, to observe, to be mindful. So each rising we can be aware, each falling we can be aware. As we further move down, probably we can recognize there is a pressure, a little irritation at our buttocks. They are touching the cushion or the chair. Fairly some weight is concentrated there. So we can feel that pressure concentrated at our buttocks. Legs muscles are relaxed. And foot touching the ground or sole touching the ground. So we are in a very relaxed, comfortable sitting posture. Again, we can take a deep breath, hold it for a while, and then gently release. Now we are slowly bringing our attention closer to the nostril. We are trying to be aware of each in-breath, each out-breath. We are now refining our attention, focusing our attention, trying to recognize each in-breath, each out-breath. And we assign a little task to the mind not to miss any breaths. If our mind gets wandered, distracted, then during that time several breaths might have missed, unnoticed. But now we are trying our best to recognize each and every in-breath, each and every out-breath without missing anyone. When in-breath happens, if there are still distractions available, we can note it as in. When out-breath happens, we can note it as out. But without any trouble, if we can continue, if the mindfulness is sharp, then we don't need to label. We can be still fully aware of the whole process. There may not be many thoughts at that time, but there is a clear comprehension. We clearly comprehend what is going on. If you are paying close attention to the breath, then we can recognize how subtle it is, how clearly fading it away. And even if we are observing carefully, even this very slight breath, there may be a beginning, there may be a middle, there is an end. Or at least there is a starting, beginning, and there is an end. We are trying to observe with a distance, not too close, but quite relaxed, steady observation. Now, if mindfulness is fairly established, we can start our regular meditation method. It could be anapanasati, mindfulness on breathing. Then we can continue it. It could be elements meditation, dhatu manasikara. Then we can continue it. It could be, say, vedananupassana, recognizing various feelings, understanding their nature. We can start that. Or else we can simply start chittanupassana or dhammanupassana, where we are carefully observing each and every mental phenomena. At that moment, we have clear comprehension. Mindfulness is established with sharp mindfulness. And we may not be forcing our mind to do it, rather mind itself is doing carefully with some calmness. More we know about the whole process, more relaxed will be the mind. More released will be the mind.